After years of financial difficulties, Horizon Lines is breaking up. The shipping company has announced plans to shut down or sell its domestic routes, including service to Alaska. KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal has more.
Horizon started moving cargo in Alaska 50 years ago. Back then, the company was still known as Sealand, and they hadn't gone through the string of mergers and sales that had become common in the shipping industry. As Horizon has changed hands, it's been stacking up debt, more than $500 million worth. Chief Financial Officer Michael Avera says they tried refinancing and then restructuring, but the company still wasn't sustainable. That's why Horizon has decided to shut down operations in Puerto Rico and sell the rest. In Hawaii, a shipping line called the Pesha Group has offered $142 million to pick up Horizon's service. And for $69.2 million, Matson will get the Alaska operations and all of Horizon's stock. Avera says they're in a good position to take it on.
Matson is a large, profitable company with roots tracing back 150 years or so. They have an excellent balance sheet, and I think they'll be a very good steward of the Alaska service.
Until now, Matson's mostly been focused on shipping in Hawaii. They wanted to expand north, but spokesperson Jeff Hull says there wasn't room until Horizon fell on hard times. The company was part of a long investigation into price fixing in the cargo industry. In 2011, Horizon pleaded guilty to inflating their rates and agreed to pay a $15 million fine. The Justice Department also asked Matson to produce records, but they were never charged with a crime. Even though Horizon has been on shaky footing, they've still been a major player in domestic shipping under the Jones Act. The law says operators have to be American-owned, using domestically built vessels and American crews in order to move cargo between U.S. ports. Horizon has more than a dozen vessels that meet those standards, including three in Alaska. Together, they serve Tacoma, Anchorage, Kodiak, and Unalaska.
And basically, they are carrying our fresh produce, our groceries, household goods.
That's Peggy McLaughlin, Unalaska's ports director. Horizon has been using the same municipal dock in Unalaska for more than 20 years. For most of that time, they operated under a special contract. But since it lapsed in December, Horizon has been paying tariffs to the city government to move cargo. For reasons besides revenue, McLaughlin says that route is important.
You know, we hope that Matson recognizes that that domestic line haul service is really critical to Unalaska and our supply chain, and that service level remains at least status quo.
While there could be some personnel changes in Alaska, Jeff Hull says Matson will leave the actual shipping services intact. In Unalaska, that means Matson will try to step into a partnership with Maersk, the international shipping giant. Maersk exports seafood using Horizon as its local agent, relying on laborers from the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. Matson already has a contract with that union at other ports on the West Coast, according to Hull. The one thing that could change is Horizon's fleet. At almost 40 years old, the vessels are showing their age, and Hull says it might take some work to bring them up to speed with new air emissions regulations. It wouldn't happen until the deal between Matson and Horizon is approved by federal trade regulators. The companies are expecting to hear back next year. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.